The name is mine. The name got my daddy's blood on it. Now, she want to go. She can go wherever she want to go, but the name belongs to me.
Fuck what you think, bitch!
I got some clothes.
Thought a nigga like me was gonna listen to
me. Shut your goddamn ass up! I don't give a fuck what you think, bitch!
What's up? What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. I am your host, Mr. Tariq King Flex Nasheed. What's good with you? Broadcasting live from Flaw Scandalous. Doing big old things. Let's see who we got on the phone. Who's calling? Hotline.
Hey, King Flex, what's going on, Blake?
What's going on? What's your name?
Rico. Rico, I'm calling from Maryland. I'm calling from Maryland.
What's going on out there in Maryland, Rico?
It's going good out here, man. But I have two questions.
Go ahead.
All right. What's the best move to make on a female when y'all first meet and she first comes to your house?
What's the best move to make on her when you're trying to hit it?
Yeah, when y'all first meet that first week and she comes to your house.
Okay. When you first meet up
with her. Not the DVD line, because that line is like so played out and like so deep, man.
Like which one? What you talking about?
Like, let's watch a movie or something, you know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah, definitely. Yeah, you don't do that. Yeah, you know, the whole movie thing, you know, that's whack. Are you trying to say what to say to get her over there or what to say once
there? No. What to say when she's here just to hit that.
Okay. Actually, man, when the girl is already at your spot,
yeah,
less is more. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to do too
as
much.
As far as what?
Less talking is better because it's not what you say. It's about how you carry yourself. Because if the woman comes over to your house, in many cases, she wants to give that ass up. You know what I'm saying? She's feeling you. She's coming over to the crib on the first date or whatnot. All you have to do is not fuck the game up for yourself. Not say the wrong shit. So it's best to play that mysterious Mac role. It's best to just get her in a comfort zone. When she gets to the crib, you know, have the whole house clean. You know, don't be having drawers and roaches crawling on the bitch. You know what I'm saying? You know, like I say, Febreze them bed sheets, light some incense, get the lighting together, put some of this Alexander O'Neal on in the background right here. Bump that. And just be real cool and just let her, you know what I'm saying, feel your vibe and soak in your energy, man, and just let it happen. You really don't have to say that much. Everything should be pretty much nonverbal. But you got to be very nonchalant. The more nonchalant you are, the more she'll try to make little subtle advances. You understand that?
But the thing is, most girls like a guy who makes the and so I'm like, how do I make the first move without making her feel it?
Just sitting there vibing and feel her out, you know what I'm saying? While you're chilling with her, just be in the mood or just, you know, like you're looking at TV, you're listening to music, you're talking to her, getting into her brain, asking her questions about herself, getting her to talk about her background and all that stuff. And then, you know, you throw a hand on the knee here, you throw a hand on a hand there, and just feel that out and see what her reactions are. Monitor her reactions, and then you go from there. But just let it happen, man. Just be real smooth and let it happen, all right? All right, that's what's up. What's up, everybody? I'm glad to have y'all back tuning into the show. Today's show is brought to you by MacLessons.com. That's where you can get the Mac Lessons DVD. Also, that's where you can register for the February 1st special called Mackin' for Money. February is going to be a very special month because that's Valentine's. And I like to put my cats up on extra game during the month of Valentine. I noticed in February, I do a lot of stuff. A lot of media outlets, they want me to come and do radio interviews and break the game down for men because Valentine's, that's like a simp time of year. That brings out all the simpishness in a lot of guys. So around Valentine's, man, that's a very pivotal moment in the Mackin game and the dating game, man. That will make or break you. The way you step to your woman, the way you deal with women. Valentine's is also a great time of year because a lot of women who don't have significant others, these women are very vulnerable. So you can kind of get your foot in the door, but you got to have a real Mackish mentality, man. So that's why on February 1st, we're getting the game on deck with that show, Mackin' for Money. And that show is $10 for those who don't know. And I'm glad a lot of people are registering for the show. I appreciate that, brothers. Now, I have heard some rumblings of cats. Not the true to the game players, but you know how those fickle niggas complaining. Damn, $10? Why Kingflex charging $10 to hear the show? It's higher learning, goddammit. Higher learning. If you want higher learning, sometimes you got to pay a tuition for that. If you want to go to community college, that's free, but you get a community college education. But when you want to go to Harvard, goddammit, you pay a tuition. And if a motherfucker's bitching about $10, 40 quarters, the game ain't for you anyway. I've always said that. The game that I'm spitting on February 1st is for advanced players and max only. They know the game. It's for my exceptional guys out there. Most people are average, but very few people are exceptional. And I'm charging for that show because I'm breaking game down for those who are worthy of the game. You feel what I'm saying? And if you're worthy of the game, I feel good about lacing you with it. People who aren't worthy of the game, you feel fucked up by lacing them with good shit that they're not going to really utilize. But when people are willing to dish out just a mild tuition, 40 quarters, 10 $1 bills, you know that that game is going to be used correctly. But every now and then, you know, you gotta understand that if you do some shit like that, fickle niggas are going to complain. I won't even call you fickle. This niggas, the game ain't for you. It's not mandatory. That's just one show that I'm doing that I'm charging for that because I'm spitting some very advanced game that's going to really, really elevate my exceptional guys to another level in the game. Just like that whole situation with Oprah Winfrey when she was trying to open up that school. So it's not trying, she did it. Niggas are complaining, like, she should do this here, she should do that. Oprah didn't want to waste her money on people she didn't think were worthy of that. And that's inner city kids in America. She's not going to waste all that money and all that education on motherfuckers who really don't want to utilize it correctly. And people criticized her for that. I didn't. I felt Oprah Winfrey 100%. If you want to dedicate your time and your energy and your resources and help out people, you want to do it for people that's really going to utilize that. Not that you need it. Oprah don't, you know, she's doing that out the kindness of her heart. Same with me. I'm not doing that shit just for the paper. The money is cool, but because this is what I do for a living. Now, that $10 ain't going to make or break me, but I'm doing it because I want to lace cats with game who are worthy of that game, of that advanced game. My real players know what I'm talking about. My real hustlers, my real businessmen, my real max, my real players, they understand that. But hey, again, the game ain't for everybody. But if you got advanced Mackin in your bones and you want to learn some of this game and really hear me chop it up for real, and take you to the next level in the game, go to maclessons.com. and register for the February 1st money making special. It's a 1 hour special of the Mac Lesson show. I know there's some niggas out there that's going to be trying to hack the show and steal it and all that shit. So we're really keeping it under wraps on how we're going to do it. We're going to get the links to you after you register. We're going to get the links to you on February 1st. But we're really under wraps about how we're going to do it to kind of dissuade the hackers. But I'm glad everybody's tuning into the show. This show is free. You're going to get a good game. So what are you complaining about? As you notice, I'm bumping some Alexander O'Neal. Bumping all the Alexander shit, putting y'all up on some of this R&B game. The other day I was talking about how the R&B game has kind of fell off. We don't appreciate it. I appreciate it. One of the players on MySpace sent me a link. He was like, how come you didn't tell him about Alexander? And it flipped my mind. It slipped my mind because Alexander O'Neal is one of my favorite artists. I love this brother. So I'm bumping his shit on the show. But anyway, I digress. On today's show, we're going to be taking calls from the listeners and chopping up game like we usually do. Now, speaking of game, I was talking about earlier how a lot of cats who are, not even a lot, it was a few cats complaining about the special one-hour show that I'm doing February 1st. You know, a lot of cats, brothers, let me say black men, a lot of black men feel like they know a lot. They don't have to be taught anything. A lot of square niggas like to have that kind of mentality. Like they know everything. Nobody can teach them anything new. We can all learn new shit. That's the problem with niggas. Niggas always thinking with their egos. You're too cool to be taught any goddamn thing. You're too cool to pick up a fucking book. You the man. You know everything. Nigga, you ain't born with it. You just don't know. Bullshit. I want my brothers, black men, and this ain't got nothing to do with me, but just brothers, get off that bullshit, man. Always elevate your mind. People who know my story, I was a high school dropout. I dropped out of school at 17 and moved to L.A. But I wasn't going to be no dumbass nigga. I was a homeless cat, and I was basically living in the library due to circumstances. I would read books all the time. That's what got me into the writing game. Because I was living in a library in Hollywood, out of boredom, I would just read all the fucking books. It's just something that kind of happened. And I'll be the first to admit, it wasn't, you know, I wasn't reaching for higher learning at the time because I was out here in the streets doing my thing. But since I was in the library, I was a 17, 18-year-old kid, I was bored. I'm like, fuck it, I might as well read these books. So I accidentally learned a whole bunch of shit. And a lot of the stuff I learned, I put it in the books that I write now. So there's nothing wrong with elevating your mind. And if you don't know some shit, ask motherfuckers. There's nothing wrong with saying, hey, player, I don't know this. I need to holler at somebody who's a little more experienced at this. Or let me holler at somebody to reiterate the shit that I already know. Sometimes it's good to just chop it up with your peers. That keeps your game crisp. Like, you can be a good actor in Hollywood, but it's always good to be in a performance with one of your peers. Excuse me. That makes your game tighter. That makes your acting chops tighter. Now, I know a lot of true-to-the-game players and experienced Macs listen to the show, but they still learn extra things, or they learn things from a different perspective. And sometimes I learn shit from my listeners. I get shit from a different perspective from them sometimes. So for brothers, get off that shit where you just too cool to learn anything. That's why we got so many dumbass niggas out here running around in the streets now fucking up. Ain't nothing wrong with stepping your game up and learning some new shit or learning something from a different perspective. Really got to get brothers on that kick. That whole thing where it's cool to be a loser, brotherhoods in failure, that shit is played out, man. Anyway, but I digress. Now, speaking of game, I need to holler at some of my listeners because I do need your help on something. I'm going to Carnival in Brazil next month. I'm going to be going down there to Brazil. That's my first time going to Brazil. I've been wanting to go down there. I've been all over the world, but I've never been to Brazil. The closest I've been to Brazil is Aruba. But I'm going to Brazil during Carnival next month, and I need all my cats out there who are from Brazil or who have been to Brazil to give me a holler on MySpace just to put me up on the Brazil game. You know, when I travel to spots, you know, I do my research on the places and all that stuff, but I like to talk to real folks and get their opinion on it. Because, you know, you can look at stuff on the web, but a lot of the websites are biased. So I need a non-biased opinion from some of the players out there who's going to break this shit down for real. I need to know where to go, where not to go, the best hotels, the best beaches. I just need the basic 411 on how to operate and move and shake down there. And you guys can hit me up on myspace.com/Tariq_Nasheed. Hit me up on my email. Oh, you can email me, TariqN77@AOL.com. Or you can call the Mac Lessons hotline and leave a voice message, 818-574-8381. Leave a player voicemail about that. Because I'll be the first to admit, I don't know. Put me up on the game down there. Anyway, let me read a couple of listeners' emails. As I bump this Alexander O'Neill on y'all niggas. Now, I got a couple of emails with the same theme. Got an email from a brother on MySpace named D Dollars. His email says, "Hey, Flex, what's good? I have a question I wanted to input on. How long should you start waiting on sex from a female, whether it's a female you just met or if you're starting a clean slate like I am for the new year?" And let me read another email with the same thing, but it goes a little deeper. What's this brother's name? This brother's name is Zivago. He's on MySpace. His email says, "Yo, Flex, there's a girl that I used to like a lot. A few months ago, she had a boyfriend at the time who she's still seeing. She told me she was attracted to me. I later told her I liked her, and she said, 'Why didn't you ask me out?' Then when he asked her out, she said she liked him too, but didn't think they should go out because," and this is some real whack shit she said, "two people who like each other should never go out." What's that? I'm trying to paraphrase it. People, when y'all send me these emails, man, y'all got to put periods and exclamation points. Y'all got to really dictate your shit correctly because it's hard to read this shit. I'm trying to paraphrase where this dude left out words. Basically, the woman said two people who like each other, they should go out, but she never went out with the guy. Whenever he wanted to go out with her, basically, she would flake out on him. And she never left her boyfriend. Am I wrong to think she was only playing me for a quick fling? She originally only asked for sex, and I know she cheated on her boyfriend. Plus, she had some bad relationship experiences. The problem is that if she is playing me, I can't tell from her, from talking to her." Let me paraphrase this nigga shit. Again, when y'all send me some shit on MySpace and I try to read your stuff on the air, please write that shit somewhere where it's legible. Basically, what this guy is saying, he was dating this woman, or he met this woman who had a boyfriend. She was hounding him about going out. When he decided to try to go out with the woman, she started flaking. And she had a boyfriend at the time that she was pretending to leave. Basically, I think they messed around. I'm not sure because this nigga, his email is just killing me. He posted this on my blog, as a matter of fact. But she never left her dude. Basically, she was fucking around with him and then she went back to her dude. I don't think this nigga got the ass. It doesn't sound like he hit it. Hold on, let me get this call real quick. Hotline.
What up, Tariq?
What's going on? Who's calling?
David from Carolina.
What's your name?
David from North Carolina.
Hey, what's going on, Dave? What's on your mind, man?
I got a question.
Okay.
Like, for a male, like, who, like, dressed real nice, you know what I'm saying? Who got, like, a nice appearance, like, dressed real casual. Can sometimes a female be kind of, like scared to approach them? I know that a male post is opposed to female, but sometimes, I mean, appearance, like, can, like, kind of scare the female off.
Okay, so has that happened with you? Have you been in a position where you were just dressed so fly that the women were scared off?
I mean, I dress like real casual, and I like I keep it like real nice, you know what I'm saying? Like, I dress like a college student because I am in college,
right?
But I think like sometimes a female, like they might, you know what I'm saying? I know like just like by now, a lot of females like those, but I mean like sometimes like they could kind of get like scared, like or get like. I can't get my words out what I'm trying to say.
I got you killing me. Okay, but I feel what you're saying. Some women might get intimidated by a dude who's dressed real nice, right?
Yeah, that's the point I'm trying to get across.
Okay, I feel you on that, man. And that's a good thing, because if she's intimidated by a nigga who looks like he has his shit together, that's not the female you need to be fucking with anyway. Like you said, man, a lot of women, a lot of hood rats, and a lot of low expectation having women are into the thug thing. And they're into the thug thing because these women know they don't have the game or the mental capacity to hold on to a man who's above average. A man who has his shit together wouldn't want to fuck with no low-budget woman. Only low-budget-ass women like that thug shit. So when you get suited and booted, a lot of times that screens out the riff-raps and the top-notch women will step to you. So you're being suited and booted and being tailored is a good screening mechanism. Because all the janky bras aren't going to even step to you. But the women who have it together, they will. And I always say it's better to get one top-notch female than 30 goddamn hood rats. You feel me?
Yeah. Because I remember, like, we had that high standards podcast.
Yes, yes.
I really could relate to that because that was, like, it was real deep. Because you was talking about, like, how, for example, like, you know what I'm saying? You just, like, you might see a female, but you got to think about what's bringing to the table.
Absolutely. You gonna tune in for the February 1st show? You going to sign up for that?
Yeah, I think you're on that show about it.
Okay.
But, yeah, I'm going to sure I sign up.
For sure. Let me get off here, player. I'm going to holler at you. Yeah. So back, I was talking about old dude who left an email talking about the rebound chick. The female that he went out with, the woman who had a boyfriend, but she was hollering at him, that was called a rebound chick. Now, fellas, you got to get up on the rebound chick game. There's a lot of women out here who are having bad relationships with their dudes, or they'll break up with their guy and they need to get out there and get on the rebound, and they go and look for guys to help boost their egos. Fellas, now feel me on this. If you ever meet a woman who has just broken up with her dude within a 2-week time frame, she is a rebound chick and you got to deal with her accordingly. Now, if she's still claiming her boyfriend, but she's claiming to be on the rocks with him, or they having a bad relationship, this is still a rebound type of chick. With rebound chicks, you got to move in fast. You cannot play games with these broads. You cannot lollygag with them. You can't be lovey-dovey, going out on dates, going to the park with their asses. Don't do none of that lovey-dovey shit. With a rebound chick, you have about 72 hours to hit that ass. The longer you take, the harder it's going to be. Because what's going to happen, she's going to go back with her dude. That's inevitable. Women just don't break up with no motherfucker like that. It takes them about 2 or 3 breakups to really stop fucking with a dude. Especially if she's been dealing with a dude for a year or more. You feel me? If she's been dealing with a dude for a year or more, she's going to break up with him for about at least about 2 or 3 times before she seriously cuts it on off. Now, when you catch a woman on the rebound, you got to be very cold, very nonchalant with her. and get your foot in the door and your dick in the ass within 72 hours. Don't play games with her. None of that shit. Get to the point. Close the deal. Because she needs an ego boost. They'll try to get you to take them out on dates. They'll try to get you to spend money to take them out somewhere so they can feel good about themselves. No. She needs to feel good about your macking, because that's all she's going to get. 72 hours, fellas. Remember that. Rebound chick, 72 hours. If she ain't dropping draws in 72 hours, charge her to the game. Don't play around with it. Don't fuck around with it. She's going to go back with that nigga. You feel me? Anyway, that's been today's episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. Don't forget, February 1st, the special show, the 1 hour special, Mackin for Money. You're going to learn the ins and outs of the gigolo game, the Mackin game, the PI game. You will learn how to get you a few dollars out of these females. Go to maclessons.com to register for that show. I will holler at you motherfuckers tomorrow. Holler.